concentration. You got me waiting impatient. No, I can't take this. Wherever you go, I make that reservation. Cause your body's my getaway, my vacation. Cause when you're slow, one is like we in the matrix.
Jump.
What's going on? This is episode 11 of Ange Code. Yeah, Thank you so much for everybody who's been tuning in. Thank you for everybody who's been showing me love, who's been tweeting, who's been on Instagram, Snapchat, everything. And while you're listening to this episode, make sure you use the hashtag Ange Code. Make sure you use the hashtag Ange Code. You can tweet about it. I welcome your opinions with open arms. If you disagree with something, if you want to, you know, send some love or whatever it is, just use the hashtag Ange Code. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @angecode_. And today we have some very special guests representing Kohl's Kings. Yeah, I have Lyndon, Kensley, and Young Stan here. You guys want to introduce yourselves and say your Instagram or your Twitter handle? I'll spell it out for everybody.
Hey, what's up? It's Kevin and Kohl's. Happy to be here with you, Ange.
All right. And tell me a little bit. Tell me about your Instagram or your Twitter. What do you use more?
You can find me at @Kabillion_Kohl's on my social networks.
Okay. @Kabillion_Kohl's. And that's with two Ks, right? Kabillion with a K and Kohl's with a K.
Yeah.
All right. Kensley, what's going on?
Chilling. What's up with you?
I'm here. I'm happy to be here with you.
I go by the name of Kensley, and you can find me on every social media at @DIKENSOO_509.
All right. Young Stan.
Yeah.
What's good?
What's up? @_ Young Stan, YUNG. You can find me on every social media.
All right. YUNG Stan. Yes, okay. Sir. So I know that Kohl's Kings, y'all started off in Boston, and you can find them on thekohlskings.com. And I know that you started off with a focus with fashion. Mm-hmm. And then you expanded, and Young Stan, you're one of the music artists in Kohl's Kings.
We started at the same time.
Oh, okay. So it was fashion and music.
Yeah, we started as a brand with multiple branches, fashion, music, foundation, and events, charity events.
Okay. And how did you expand like that? So how did Kohl's Kings come about?
So basically, we just all went to school together, and then we just one day just was in my basement talking about, like, yo, let's start something. And then they both went to Africa, and they planned the whole thing out. They hit me up. They was FaceTiming me, telling me about it. And we just got up, and we just did that thing. We just started moving.
Okay. And what's your purpose? Like, what does Kohl's Kings stand for as an organization?
Our plan is to empower the youth. Our plan is to make you believe in yourself, make you feel like you want something, and climb and get to where you want to be. I'm saying, live your dreams, chase your dreams.
Okay.
That's what we push. That's what we breathe. Feel me?
Okay. What do you have coming up? What's in the works right now?
Okay, so what's in the works for fall? We're coming with a sports edition, about 3 items for men and women.
Okay.
It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be good.
Okay, so you have a sports edition coming out. And what do you have, Young Stan, in terms of music coming out? What's going on?
I just recently dropped the EP, Sincerely Yours. And right now I'm pushing that, and also dropping a lot of visuals. That's what's really coming in right now. So
okay.
You can find it on iTunes, Young Stan, and you can find it on SoundCloud, YouTube, any Spotify, everywhere. Just type in Young Stan, YUNGSTAN.
All right, and I'm going to make sure that the end of this episode ends with that song. The song that you heard in the beginning was Young Stan, and the song that you're going to hear at the end of this is also going to be Young Stan. Yes, so sir. Make sure if you vibe with it, if you like it, find him on SoundCloud, find him on YouTube, Young Stan.
Everywhere, Spotify, anywhere.
Okay. And
so
I know
you're feeling it. Yeah, feeling it.
And I know you guys have a foundation for Haiti. Can you talk a little bit about that, Kensley? Can you talk about what exactly do you do for the kids?
The foundation is not only for Haiti.
Okay.
We started with Haiti because it's, you know, more affordable. It's right
was
there.
It closest, please?
But we want to expand in Africa as well.
Okay.
But at the moment, we just, you know, put the vision together for Haiti so people could see what we're going to do with the next, you know, places that we're going to go.
Well, we plan to expand. Yeah.
Okay. What exactly have you done for Haiti?
So far, we've sent kids to schools. We gave supplies to over 400 kids.
Okay.
And for the past 3 years, we have done 3 years in a row, a Christmas Love Project where we give like 400 to 500 toys to the kids.
Okay.
Send them happy. And I also teach like a business handling class for the adults. Mm-hmm. And with that, basically what I do is I teach them how to keep a business.
Okay.
And how to run the money, how to keep money coming in.
Okay.
Instead of just, you know, just spending money on unnecessary things.
Okay, so you are empowering youth in Haiti. You are making them smile, giving them toys, gifts.
And I also teach the parents.
Nice, nice. I really vibe with that. I love that. So you're looking to expand that to where exactly in Africa?
Back in my homeland in Guinea.
Okay.
West Africa.
Okay, West African, yeah. Stand up. What's
you know,
good?
2224, you know, we are here.
Okay.
We're all over the place, man.
All right, so it seems like you guys are really trying to expand more. And if you want to check out their clothing line or check out their music, make sure you go on thecoleskings.com. Thecoleskings.com. All right, so next up, we have some anonymous questions that some listeners submitted. Mm-hmm. And they're questions that I don't know exactly who it was that submitted it. You know, they can choose to sign their name or not, but most of them don't sign their names. Mm-hmm. And so some of them are about sex, some of them are about race, some of them are about life. And we're just going to see what users submitted. Here are some questions that were submitted. One of the questions is, what is your thought on men trying to police what women wear? So what is your thought on men trying to police what women wear? So for example, like if you're in a relationship and the girl is about to go out and she has like a bralette, like a little, you know, a lot of skin showing. Yeah. Some guys out here like, you ain't going out like that. What are you wearing? So what exactly, like, what is your thought on that? Do you police what women wear?
I won't want you to go out like this.
Why?
Because she represents me.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's a way that she got to be.
Yeah, she got
to. She don't got to be just.
She got to come correct.
Yeah, she got to come correct.
So she has to wear what you think that
some
she.
Be dating
what she you know, I'm not saying she has to wear what I think is fine. But if I seen that she's showing, like, you know, too much skin, and you know, people are gonna see her in the street, be like, oh, that's Kenzie's girl. That's not gonna.
But is she wearing? But is she wearing that for other people? Or is she wearing? Because me, for example, like I'm in a relationship, and I don't want my. Well, I'm not in a relationship now. But when I'm in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't want my man to be like, oh, you can wear this or you can wear that, or like you can go out here. Why are you out here showing your titties everywhere? Like I wear what I want because it makes me feel good, not because like my man is going to be. Do you get what I'm saying? Like I wear what I want because it makes me feel good, not for other people. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you one thing. When you go to an interview, they tell you to be yourself. Are you going to swear?
Of course not.
Okay.
And you're gonna sit here and you're not gonna wear a suit and you're not gonna wear
No. I'm
your
not talking
hirachis.
About dressing. I said it's the same thing. When you go to an interview, they tell you.
But we're talking about clothes.
No, I know what you're saying, but they're telling you to be yourself.
Okay.
Right. Even if they tell you to be yourself and you're always swearing, are you gonna swear in front of them?
Of course not.
Exactly. So you just got.
So how does that connect to the clothes?
So what I'm trying to say for clothes is the same thing. She represent me, and people are gonna talk. They're gonna say that, oh, if she's showing too much skin, or they're gonna, oh, that skin's this girl, and I don't want people to say that.
Okay, young Stan, what's your thoughts?
My thoughts on this is like, if she feels comfortable in it, shoot, shorty wear. But if she's my girl, she gotta represent me a certain way. She can't just go out looking like a hot mess and wearing nothing. You feel me?
Okay.
But
so you think it's a hot mess if she wears nothing?
If she wear no, for me, I just want
Think about it.
I just want my girl to be to represent me, so she can't be out here just not wearing too much. She gotta cover herself up a little bit.
Interesting. Well, my opinion to all the ladies listening, wear whatever the fuck you want to wear.
That's an opinion, though.
Wear whatever you want to wear. And because I understand when I'm in a relationship, in my last relationship, he used to get a little bit upset. He'd like, if I wore like a crop top, I naturally have big breasts. So like, I'm going to wear a crop. Why can't I wear a crop top like shorty next to me? But she looks a little bit more appropriate because she has smaller boobs than I do. You know what I'm saying? But I want to wear my shit because it makes me feel good. It makes me look good, and it makes me feel like more confident. So I'm gonna do what I want. But then when you tell a woman like, ah, nah, you can't wear that, What does that say about yourself?
I mean, it didn't say much, honestly. I just think I should...
Be honest. Be honest. Don't say what you think you want people to hear. Just say what you want to say.
That's what I want to say. I mean, if it's my shorty, she can't really be going out not wearing nothing.
Okay.
She got to wear something.
Okay. What are your thoughts? You just not going to say nothing because you know it's going to piss me off.
What's the question?
What do you think about, would you tell your girl if she could wear something that she can't wear something?
First of all, I don't judge. I'm a man of God, feel me? And I believe that everybody's a human being, is a soul. So you do you feel me? It depends what type of girl I want at the first place. So it depends what how she dresses. And I like girls, I like fashion and all that.
Okay.
So if I pick that girl, I know she's going to dress good. I know she's going to represent me, so I'm chilling.
So you wouldn't have that issue in the first place. Interesting. Okay, next question.
That's a tricky question. Right.
It was a tricky question, and I appreciate whoever submitted that. Let's see. Question. Okay, it says if your significant other doesn't like to do the things you like, is it wrong to do it without them? So like going out dancing or traveling, like, is it wrong? I'll answer this first, and then y'all tell me what you think. So I feel like. Okay, this is perfect with someone that I recently dated. So this person didn't like to go out, didn't like to be in large groups of people. Like, I'm the opposite. I like going out, I like dancing, I like being out there, I like being with friends. And this person didn't like that, and I still did me. But I also compromise. So like, if that person didn't like to do something else, if they like to stay in and watch movies, or they like to go paintballing, like, I would go and do that sometimes. But I would appreciate if they did it with me a couple times. But is it okay to do it by yourself? I think it is. Like, I traveled for 3 weeks. I went to DR. I went to Cali alone. Like, I didn't have a problem with my significant other, and I don't think that somebody should be telling you like, nah, you can't do what you like to do because I don't like to do it. But you should compromise at some point. That's my opinion.
That's
so
fine.
If your girl likes to go out dancing and you don't like dancing, are you okay with her going out dancing by herself?
Yeah.
What's up?
If she's dancing by herself, then.
It doesn't happen all the time. That's why it's not like,
okay, if it happens, if it happened and that is your girlfriend and she wants to go dancing,
she said, let's go dance, let's go out.
And you'll go with her.
Yeah, let's pop bottles together, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Then go to a hotel.
Okay, I'm gonna move on.
Four season. Like, what?
I'm gonna move on to the next question. Do you think that the next question says, can guys and girls be friends?
Yep. Plenty of girls friends.
I feel like the people that are sending you these questions are females.
You think so?
I think so. All female questions, I believe.
So let me stop you right there. I tell any of my guests, I don't like the word females.
Females?
Yeah. Because, and I tell everybody, and this is going to be on the air. Oh. So the word female for all the men that are listening, okay. I don't like queens? It. If you're going to say, queens. If you're going to talk about women, you could say woman.
So what are your reason why you don't like the word?
Because
females?
Female objectifies the person. It's, you're not talking about a person. You could be talking about a female animal. You could be talking about, like any, but you shouldn't, in terms of like when people use the word females, it's a lot of times it's like, it's condescending, like you're about to say something that's bad. So like if you go on Twitter, for example, and you type in females, you're gonna see females,
he's a rapper,
like a bunch of shit, like shit talking about females. But you're never gonna find, you don't hear often people saying like, oh, males, blah 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 blah. You get what I'm saying? So that's why I'm gonna push you to not say females.
I say women. I wasn't thinking too deep into it. It's cool.
But a lot. But I'm gonna be real with y'all. Anybody who says it, I'm gonna tell you what it is. Gotcha. Say the word women. Mm-hmm. I preach that every day. Say the word women, not females. Even women say the word females, and it's disappointing. You know what I'm saying?
Why those ladies gotta ask those specific questions to us?
I don't know. It's not exactly to you guys. They're sending in the question. So the question is, can guys and girls be friends?
Yeah, they can.
Why?
They definitely can. I don't see anything wrong with it. I was like,
are you okay with your girl having multiple guy friends?
To a certain extent. To a certain extent, because like, I mean, what is it depends on like what are their relationship, what are their friend, what are they like dealing with, like mm-hmm. depends really.
Well, the thing is, if they stay, like, yeah, like if they stay in the friend zone,
that's fine.
If they're not trying to, you know, they're not trying to any talk further. Or like
it's a trusting
play
it's
mind like a trust. Games.
You gotta depend. It depends who you with and how long you with and like how much you trust them. It's all about loyalty.
Okay. All right. So, for me personally, I think guys and girls can be friends. I think that. As long as like there isn't any sexual like history there, then I'm with it. Like my man can have girlfriends because I have plenty of guy friends. But do you feel like there's always gonna be like some sexual tension there if you're like with a with a female friend, like with a woman?
Yeah.
You think there is gonna be tension?
Yep.
Yeah. Why? I believe so.
Why?
Spending time with someone and it's a female, should we?
A woman.
Yeah. Well. Shit, I fucked up.
You know,
go ahead.
In the beginning,
I'm not cutting this out.
It's a woman. You know, I feel like you guys fall in lust fast.
Okay.
Lust. I don't know, but you guys fall for it faster.
So you think if there's someone a friendship, that's focused,
it depends what girl, it depends what woman you mess with. Feel me?
Okay.
But if you from that, it depends where you are. Okay, it depends where you are. Mm-hmm. Depends what type of woman. But some women.
Depends on the situation.
Like, yeah, I feel like you guys rush for a relationship. You guys, I don't know.
It all depends on the person.
No. We can talk about that.
Everybody's different.
So that's why. So
we can talk about that. I want to talk about that. Right, so let's talk
opinion,
about that.
In my opinion, I think women rush into a relationship when they're lonely.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
And so women don't want to be lonely.
So let me like pause it and bring it back. So the question was, in terms of friendships with a guy and a girl, you think that women, when they're in a friendship with somebody, you think that the woman will like want something more?
It depends.
Mm-mm. Women would rather be in a relationship than be going out. Like, women rather be in a relationship. They're more comfortable.
Why do you say that?
I feel like
I disagree.
Most women are more comfortable in a relationship.
I disagree.
Out of a relationship.
Probably speaking for us then. Speaking for us. Yeah.
For men, you can speak. So, are you more comfortable being in a relationship?
Speaking for him.
It all depends. Actually, I said, but most women are more comfortable in a relationship.
That's a lie.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that most women are comfortable. Every time
I make plans with a woman. Probably that same week she wants something more than just that friend thing you was talking about. So that's why I feel that way. Feel me? I'm speaking for me when I say
that. Yeah, we gotta speak for our point of view.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I understand. But what I'm not gonna let you do is be like,
then they get mad because you disappear. But it's not that. You just wasn't feeling that commitment.
Okay.
He wasn't ready for that commitment. You know, everybody has different like focus in their lives, priorities. So probably she was in her phase. She was looking for a relationship. My phase, I'm looking for.
So you're talking about a friendship that turns into something more than that, and you're saying that women like to make it into something more.
Yeah. They're looking for a meaning for everything. I feel like women look for meanings for everything. So if they gotta mess with, give their time for something, it has to mean something.
We can't speak on all women at the end of the day. We could say the ones we've met at least, okay?
Yeah.
We're not going to speak on all women.
Okay.
Because that's where we're getting confused.
I see you
confused.
Fixing it.
That's where I see
it. Okay.
There's another thing. You invite a woman somewhere just to have a connection, but then they overthink it.
But you want to know something that guys do? You don't think enough. That's the problem.
I'm gonna keep it a buck.
What I'm saying is, I don't think enough
self-centered.
About it.
I feel like we're just self-centered in the situation. That's why we don't think enough to you, but to us we think enough.
Yeah,
we're self-centered. So
but you think about yourself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because
we want to create a connection.
As a man.
I'm talking about you.
Oh, me?
You, Lyndon, as a man.
Okay.
So you just said that.
Okay,
you
sometimes,
in a situation are self-centered, and so like you're saying that a lot of men oftentimes are self-centered,
which is
why women feel like they're not thinking enough.
Yes.
Is that what you were saying?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so my question is, now let's bring it back to the main question. Can guys and girls
just be
friends?
We have a lot of pressure. You have to listen
friends.
That men got a lot of pressure. Women want men that have started certain things.
And you don't think women have a lot of pressure?
Okay, you guys have a lot of pressure, but it's more beauty than the stereotype that men gotta have money, gotta have this. We have more pressure in our days that we gotta deal with things, we gotta worry.
Okay.
You guys, okay, it's not you guys, but it's like when we go out to you guys, you guys in the phase of relationship, blah blah. But us, we have worries about tomorrow, about the next day. So we're not.
You don't think women do?
Yeah, of course.
You're about to get a lot of backlash.
Everybody does.
Everything that you're
everybody
saying
does
right
though.
Now.
Everybody does. But I'm just saying, for men, that's why we self-centered. That's our excuse. Probably you got a same excuse, but I don't know. I'm not in your head.
Okay.
I'm not in your head. I'm just saying my perspective.
Okay.
Of it, you feel me? So that's what it is. So.
You said backlash. You better cut that.
No,
out,
I don't mind the backlash. No. Yeah. She must instigate one, but it's not gonna happen.
No. I'm not cutting this out. That's how it's supposed to be.
That's what we
if
are.
If you wanna say some shit, you say that shit, and I'ma say my shit. And if we don't agree, that's cool. But I don't think it's right. To say that women are out here do like. Hold on. Let me try to phrase this. I understand we're talking about situations or whatever. But let me just clarify a couple of things. Mm-hmm. Women have, if not the same amount of worries as you do, they have more.
Probably more.
Okay. So just because you have these worries doesn't mean that you should be self-centered.
Fact.
In some type
it's
of
flaw.
Relationship.
It's a flaw. It's like a mistake.
That's what
that's
I said.
Mackenzie,
tell me more.
This is what I said when I said women overthink stuff. That this is why they got more worries, because they in their head
they want to find answers for everything. That's
yeah.
why they want to. You want to answer for everything.
Let me tell you something. So okay. The men want to create. They want to build a connection with the woman. But the woman, they just like, you know, they overthink it. Oh, is he gonna like me? Is he gonna do this? Is he gonna do that? You guys overthink. All I'm trying to do is have a connection and be a friend.
Okay.
Why you overthink stuff?
Some guys want to
listen. At the end of the day, most guys, their attentions. If you really, you
not
keep
say it.
Real,
yo, guys, this usually, is why we're here, to keep it real.
Real, yeah.
So keep it real, doing. Please.
Their intention is like, you know, they see a beautiful girl, they want to see what's up with it. That's really
what's it? What's look, up with it? Like yo, pussy?
Yeah,
like
this
hello?
This
hold on. Tell me more, Stan.
They trying to take her out, trying to see what's good with her.
What's
see
good with what?
If she's down for it.
For what?
DTF. If she.
So you're telling me, okay, thank you for being
if
honest.
If she wants to smash.
Okay, so you're saying, I get it now. So now let's bring it back to the question. Yeah. Do you think guys and girls can be friends
and a guy
just doesn't want to smash?
But no, yes, they can though. Because I know some guys that really would just want to be friends with girls.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
And some guys think differently. Some guys don't want.
You know what? Let's wrap this question up. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I think that guys and girls can be friends. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering what listeners have to say about what we said previously. So if you want to add in your two cents, use the hashtag AngeCode, so that I can see what you have to say about my friend's comments here. So
everybody that add their two cents.
So we're going to keep it. Everybody has their cents, and that's cool. All right. So
you know,
the next question is.
Added to their own opinion. So I want
that's
y'all
true.
To. Say your opinions.
Yeah, I would love to hear everyone's opinions. So the next question is, it says, this is for the gentleman on the show. Are you guys currently in relationships, and what have you learned so far, or what has inspired you while in your relationship? So I'm going to say one more time. Are you in a relationship, yes or no? And what have you learned so far from the relationship? And if you're not, about your last one.
I'm currently in a relationship right now.
Okay.
And it's
have you
patience.
Learned from it, or
patience.
How has it inspired
and, like,
you?
It's just keeping me more focused, honestly.
It's taught you what? I'm sorry.
It's keeping me more focused.
Okay.
That's what it's doing, and like yeah, it's cool.
Okay.
I'm currently in a relationship. I'm currently in a relationship, and I'm loving it. It just opened my eyes, and I've seen different. Perspective, like when it comes to women, what
okay.
they do, what they like, what they don't like.
Okay.
I'm prepping myself for if I have a daughter.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so you feel like it's prepared you to be able to be a father to a daughter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good man.
How about you? Are you in a relationship or not?
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I went on a date a couple of days ago.
Do you have a girlfriend, bro?
I went on a date a couple of days ago. I'm trying to see what's up.
Do
why
you
rushing
a,
me again? Why
do you have
me?
A girlfriend?
Why is he rushing me? I just went on a date a couple of days ago.
So you
woman.
Don't have a girlfriend?
No, yet.
Okay, but not yet. Okay, but you're dating.
He's trying to see what's up.
And you're trying to see what's good. Okay, yeah. So let's talk about your last relationship. In your last relationship, do you feel like you learned anything from it?
You always learn some.
What? Okay, so what'd you learn?
I learned to be more considerate.
I like that word, considerate.
Considerate.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. How did you learn to be more considerate?
I learned by learning from my mistakes, by looking at the way I affect the other person that's in front of me. So I like to make people happy. So when people are not feeling themselves, I look at what takes them. Why are they not feeling themselves? Mm-hmm. So I learn from that.
Interesting. Okay, I'll answer the question as well. I am not in a relationship.
Oh, you are?
What's Bubbles. Good? I am single as a dollar bill. Let's make that clear.
Not every single, dollar are singles.
Single. A single. That's me. So... what did I learn from my last relationship, though? I learned that,
men and shit?
No, not that at all. You know what I learned? I learned that even though you might have different interests, you could still make something work if you want to.
Facts.
That's what I learned. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you don't want to make something work, it's not going to work. But if you really genuinely in your heart want something to work, despite all the obstacles that are there, you will put in that effort and you will make it work.
If that's it's what, not working, that's when God wants it that way.
If it's not working, yeah. That's cool, but there has to be some type of effort put in. So, like, if you genuinely care about some person and there are obstacles in the way, a lot of times, just because it's not working, it doesn't mean God doesn't want you to do it.
That's true.
Like, a lot of times God puts obstacles, me personally, I believe that God puts obstacles in your way to see what you're going to do with those obstacles. Yep. Like, whether it's like, I'm going to put this obstacle in this person's way so that they can, like, become a stronger person.
See what
you're
made of.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So for me, I learned that, like, it's super important to just put in that effort. And if you notice that somebody else isn't putting that in that effort, push them to put in that effort. Tell them that they're not. And if you notice that they're not, then, you know,
keep it going.
Keep it pushing. Yeah, keep that's, it what going. I,
sometimes
that's what I learned.
Sometimes you gotta, it depends. What? You don't give chances?
I sure do. I give chances, but it comes to a point where you can't just keep giving chances left and right. Like, for me, it's you get a couple strikes and then you out.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion.
So you like
I'm like that
so
now.
You like baseball?
I used to be like,
You like baseball?
I'm Dominican. What's good? Next question. Let's see. This question is for me. It Ooh. Says, oh, I think it's for me.
Okay.
It says, are your lips and breasts real? Yes, my lips are real. Yes, my titties are real too. Next
it's real?
Question.
She's lying.
Next question. They are real. You don't know if they're real or not, boy.
You went to the Dominican.
Miami.
See you in Miami. Listen, I will be very transparent though. I'll be real. I do. My lips are real. My titties are real. But if anybody wants to cash at me some money so that I can get my ass done, you are more than welcome to do that. And that
cash
won't
at.
Be real.
So tell just
cash,
cash
at me. You can Venmo me, and we can all be happy in this. In
no,
this
no,
situation.
No, no, no. I can tell you what to get. You go to the gym.
Nah. I can do that. Okay. But
you work in the gym.
Nah, you can't. You
it's
there's
a quick fix.
There's a lot.
Put on the work.
No, there's a lot of women out here that
squat
like
life.
You can be a part of the squat life. You can do all this shit. You can lose a weight. Blah blah blah. But there's some women that just genetically like they're not gonna have a fat ass. And I want a fat ass. Even if I go to the gym and I go and I go,
know.
I do little lunges. I had a personal trainer at one point in high school. My body was rocking. But then But regardless of what I did, my booty was still not where I wanted it to
why
be.
You say at one point you still walking.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. But yeah, my titties are real, my lips are real. Next question. It says, let's see, hold on. Does body count matter to you? And if it does, do you prefer to know what her body count is, or do you not even ask because it's a non-factor? So do you think that body count matters? Let's just answer that. Let's go around and say yes or no. Does body count matter?
It not at this point.
No, we're gonna go one by one. Young Stan, yes or no? For a woman that you're going to date, yes or no? Does it matter? Go.
You see,
yes or no? No. Yes or no? It doesn't matter.
No.
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 No. Okay. What if her body? So okay, when you're dating a woman, do you ask her what her body count is?
I don't know if she's going to tell me the truth.
That's for suckers.
So I'm going to go, let's go around and answer. Young Stan, yes or no? Do you ask the body count?
No, I don't care about it.
Okay.
I do not care about it.
How about you?
Mm-mm, no time for that.
Okay, okay. Interesting. Me personally, actually, what do you think I'm going to say? You think I care or you think I don't care?
I think you do not care.
You know why you should never ask that question?
Why?
You never know if you're going to get the truth.
Regardless.
Interesting.
You know,
they say three
times it by two.
Interesting. Nah, my answer is no, I don't think that you should ask somebody their body count. I don't think that it matters.
It doesn't even matter.
But I'm going to be real. Like, if I know that somebody is like, let's say, for example, when I went to UMass, and we would be talking or whatever, and I'm talking with my girlfriends, and we're talking about a guy, and if I know that you've had sex with Maria, Juana, Ashley, like all these people, and I could just go on and on and on and on and on, I'd be real, that's gonna make me not want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Like, that's gonna make me not want to be a part of that. But do I ask when I'm in a relationship with somebody, like, oh, how many people have you had sex with? Hell no, because you better not ask me that damn question, because I'm not going to answer that question. Like, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Why are you not going to answer?
Because I like to have sex, and I feel like there's a negative connotation behind stigma. The number of people. Yeah, stigma against, like, the number of people, especially if you're a woman. If you say anything that's more than,
higher than 10.
Seven, yeah, if you say more than seven, bro,
like,
automatically it's like, ouch.
But it's like, yeah,
that don't look cute. But at the reality of it is,
what?
That it's most likely, if you're dealing with somebody who's not necessarily, like,
what about Rihanna?
Religious.
Well, people shouldn't be counting.
What if it's Rihanna or Beyonce, a girl like that?
What?
Not Beyonce, but Rihanna. Like a celebrity. That's what I'm trying to say. Because if you know somebody that's in your entourage, that's missing with your entourage, you're not going to feel like you want to have sex with them. Okay.
Okay.
If it's somebody that's what I'm saying, like a celebrity, you wouldn't want to have sex with a celebrity, that sex with probably 1,000
women. Oh, that's what you mean. Okay, I get you. So you're saying, like, do you want to be out here having sex with somebody who's like a celebrity?
That's
who's
missing
out here
with your entourage, or somebody that's, it depends who you, that's why I say, if he's messing with Maria, blah, 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 what you were saying, because you know them, or it's in your circle, that's why you don't, it's a turn off to you.
No. So my thing is, if I know that you're fucking mad people, I'm not going to fuck with you. If I know that you're in one, like, if I know that in 1 month you had
sex.
So you
sex, care about body count.
Okay. I care about it when you're, I care about it when you're not with me. Like, for example, like, okay, let me rewind. I care about it when you are with me. So, like, if you're with me, and you better not be fucking other people, but before I get to know you,
okay,
I don't want the word on the street to be that you're out here having sex with everyone.
But that was,
do you get what I'm saying?
But what if that was the past, though?
That's fine, but I'm not going to be attracted to someone in the present that has sex with a lot of, like, for example, let me be very clear, because I know that this can definitely be misconstrued. So I'm going to be extremely clear as to what I'm saying. This is, so I'm going to just talk. So I don't care what your body count is. If we're together and I'm never going to ask what your body count is, I don't care. I'm answering that question. Right. Now, the separate question is that I was thinking about, well, let's think about when you're not in a relationship and when you hear word on the street, like, oh, word on the street is that this person has messed around with a list of 20 people. And you're like, oh, do you want to be a part of that or do you not want to be a part of that? And my answer is no, I do not want to be a part of somebody who is in right now, in the moment, having sex with a ton of people at the same time, because it's not safe. Am I going to judge your character for that? No. But am I going to try to be safe and watch out for my body? Yes, I'm going to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so I'm saying over time they got all those bodies. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not like,
yeah, that's fine. That's 100% fine.
Hood,
yeah.
Like, so he
so over time body count, I don't care. Over time body count, okay. I do not care, because you shouldn't care about, like, that shouldn't
be a huge
exactly. And if you have been having some people lost their virginity when they were like 14, like that, some people lost it when they were 18, some people still have, you know what I'm saying, are in their 20s and still haven't lost it. But you can't be out here.
Kenzie's a virgin, so.
Right.
I'm serious.
But you're over, I guess there's a difference between like your overtime body count and like your current body count. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like overtime, I don't care. But if right now you're fucking 20 different people, am I going to want to have sex with you? No.
Damn. How'd you manage that?
Even if I know, even if I know that you're rotating 5 different girls in, like if you're having sex with 20? A different person every night, me personally, I need to make sure that I'm safe.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that's my opinion on that.
That's 7 days in a week.
So you think it's okay for somebody to have sex with a different person every day?
Well, it's their
choice. I think it's okay as long as they're being safe.
It's their choice.
Yeah, it's their choice.
I'm not gonna judge anybody out there.
That's again, I'm not gonna judge anyone. Are you gonna want to mess with somebody who has sex with a different person every day?
No, honestly,
I want to see what's up with Rihanna one day.
She doesn't have sex with a different person every day.
How do you know? But how do we know?
Okay, so nobody how do you knows. Exactly? How do you know that
that's
she
what I'm
has?
Saying,
so why are you branching her name?
What I know though, but what
there
I
there will be no Rihanna slander on my show.
I'm
gonna just
that's
be very
babe.
Clear.
That's big. That's big right there.
I want to be with somebody. Right they messing around with different
lot of,
people. You don't
saying, know. We know. We don't know. But
okay, next question.
Okay,
here we go.
Let me check the timer so that we don't go over time.
Let's keep going. Let's keep going.
We have time for one more. Let me make it good.
Hey,
pull up. Let me look it up.
It's Cole's in the building.
Clapback season.
You better than Charlamagne.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
You said I'm better than Charlamagne.
Charlamagne. Yeah.
Whoa, interesting.
He needs some lessons from you.
Interesting. What is your thought on Cardi B's success?
Yeah.
I'm
okay, wait.
Step by step.
We're going to go around the circle and say, do you like Cardi B, yes or no? And when I say do you like her, it's not like if you're a fan, like do you actively not like her? Like if you say no, it means like nah, I don't fuck with her and I don't like her, like she's whack. If you say yes,
hustle.
It means that you would like you're cool with it. So yes or no, do you like Cardi B, Young Stan?
Yes, I do.
Kenzie?
Yes, I do.
Layman? I like her realness.
Oh, interesting.
I like a persona.
I feel like there's a lot of haters out there. Especially a lot of men that are hating on Cardi B.
Hey, no, you got to respect that. She grinding.
She's a hustler.
Tell me about why you think she's a hustler.
She's with the right people.
Because the way she started, you know, she started as a stripper. Mm-hmm. Still make a name for herself.
Mm-hmm. Got a reality
even if
show.
She's still making music.
She was in the VMAs last week.
Yeah, she was in the VMAs last week. I mean, you could tell that she's working. She's up to something.
Right.
Yesterday, She had a picture with Beyonce.
She did. Oh, yeah. And she actually just hit
with
gold.
Louis, with that Louis.
Huh?
Bodak Yellow just hit gold.
Yeah.
She's about to get. Yeah. She's number two right now. And she's about to get.
Watch
she's
Beyonce
about to bring some
remix.
Gold to the Bronx. Hmm. Huh? What you say?
Beyonce's about to be in that remix.
Put her on this
Facts. She does have a Spanish remix out. I was really hoping that one of you would be like, nah, I don't fuck with Cardi B. She's whack.
Why not?
Nah.
She's not whack. She's a hustler. That's
because I know for a fact that there are men out there that are like, nah, her bars are whack. She's trash.
She writes better
this
than some men.
She
writes better than most men. That's how she was performing.
Take
at the
that back.
Last
she
week.
Doesn't rap better than
she
most
was at
men.
The
she just
last
raps
week.
Well. Period.
How many other men was there? How many? Who was there instead of her?
Huh?
Who was performing instead of her? What men was performing instead of her?
As a female artist, she was definitely
because all the new artists, she's
easy.
Like a new artist.
It's not easy.
Right. All the new artists that's out there, she's better than them.
And understand the guys, whoever. It's not
it's
easy
about,
for
it's
these
about
females.
How many?
Young Stan, tell me more.
It's really not easy for these females to make it out in this industry.
For women?
Yeah, it's because it's usually male dominant.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I salute her because that was not easy, and she's over here putting in work.
She
so
actually she Cardi. I heard that Remy Ma and Cardi B are gonna come out with a track together soon.
Yeah,
I'm looking
Nikki.
Forward to
oh,
that.
Oh, Nicki, baby, they're coming. For
I'm looking forward to Remy Ma. And
I heard Cardi B. It's cool with Nicki.
Yeah, but
I heard they're cool.
Cardi B and Nicki Minaj.
Yeah,
I know Remy Ma and Nicki ain't cool, so we're gonna see about that.
Yeah.
She might sneak that one in that truck.
We'll see what happens.
It's going viral. Let me sneak that one.
So, gentlemen, thank you so much. We've run out of time, but I really want to thank you guys for coming out. Make sure that you check out thecoleskings.com. And Young Stan, one more time, what was your Instagram and Twitter?
You can catch me on Instagram at _YUNG Young Stan. You can get me on Spotify, iTunes. Just type my name in, Young Stan.
Hey, Kenzie, tell us, what's your Instagram or Twitter handle?
TIKENSOO_509.
And Lyndon, can you spell it out for everybody?
KABILLKBILLION _ Coles. Check us out, you know. We are here for you guys.
All right, all right. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This was episode number 11 of Ange Code. If you have some shit to say, if you want to disagree, if you want to agree with anything that was said on this episode, make sure you use the hashtag Ange Code. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Make sure you subscribe and you follow, like, retweet, do all of that good shit. Thank you guys so much for coming out.
Thank you for having us.
Woo-hoo! Appreciate you. Okay, well,
let's get it cold. All right.
Tell me all the freaky things you want to, 'cause we